Hey, this is Thomas Q. Jones, former UVA All-American running back, and you're listening to The Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Wahoo wah.
Welcome to The Jerry Ratcliffe Show podcast with myself, yours truly, and co-host Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press Online. Thank you so much for tuning in to our another series in our Good Health podcast, trying to touched some of the professionals in the Charlottesville, Albemarle area who have expertise on ways you can improve your health and your fitness and become a much healthier person as we creep toward a new year. Don't wait till New Year's Eve to do your New Year's resolutions. You can do them now. Let's get a head start on it. Today, we are fortunate to have one of the great doctors from UVA Sports Medicine, UVA's main team doctor, Dr. John McKnight, who is no stranger to our radio show, former radio show and current podcast. And John, I know you're at a conference today, a national conference for sports medicine, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Pleasure to be here.
Our topic today is going to be mental health for sports, for athletes. And obviously it doesn't stop with athletes. It goes throughout our community. And John has some expertise in that area, and we're going to probe into his knowledge and have him share some insight with us about a topic that became, I guess it's ever growing and more popular as we go along, but I think it really hit its peak, or at least the beginning of the peak, back during the Olympics, Summer Olympics, when that arose in several categories with Michael Phelps and the great gymnast.
Simone Biles.
Yes, Simone Biles and some other athletes, and picked up a lot of steam and national and international attention. So, very hot topic right now. John, I know, I don't know that you're involved in this yet, but you probably will be, but I know that the alliance between the ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 just recently announced a new program that all those conferences are going to participate in. And the program's name is Teammates for Mental Health, and it's going to include all the athletes in all three conferences, which is, I think 48 schools or something like that. So we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of athletes. Talk about the benefits of that going forward. I know it's a brand new program. We don't know a lot about it at this point, but talk about the benefits for the athletes in those three conferences and what a program like this can do to help them.
Well, Jerry, I think the we'll start with the comments that you made regarding Michael Phelps and Simone Biles. Let's add Naomi Osaka, on that list as well. So, in recent years, I went to a conference 3 or 4 years ago where Michael Phelps was a guest speaker, and his topic was mental health in athletes. And he's done a wonderful job at helping to destigmatize mental health concerns in not just the athlete population, but in the general population. And because of his platform and his notoriety, he's just been a super advocate to try to bring this to the forefront and help people appreciate what a significant issue it is in the high stress life of athletes, but also then to, have that trickle down to the high stress life that we all lead, these days, and to embrace that and not to view it as, an area of weakness or imperfection, but rather to say, this is part of the human experience. And you can either embrace that and utilize the resources that you have to help, or you really may suffer significant, ill effects in your life as a result of trying to deny it, trying not to take advantage of the help that's out there and so forth. So This move with the Alliance is certainly an extension of that general movement that we've seen in recent years, where mental health concerns in student athletes, and again, athletes in general, have skyrocketed for a number of reasons. And I would say, illness in young athletic people has always been a high percentage of, what we address in the care of athletes across the board, but an increasing percentage every single year have been, mental health concerns. And so, the more that we can be proactive and try to pool our resources and get ahead of, this wave of need, the better off we're going to be. So the Alliance is their interest in this, sort of coalition of folks, alliances and coalitions, bringing people together to take care of this large population of folks who have need is a huge step in the right direction. And as you said, we're very early in that process, so I don't have a lot of details there, but I certainly look forward to having that roll out and all of the positive impact that's going to have on the kids that we take care of.
You think that's a problem, John, that's always been there, but it's just recently starting, kids are less reluctant now to come forward and say, hey, I need some help?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, these issues have been around for a long time. There was absolutely a stigma not that long ago. In fact, I we would have young people who clearly had issues with depression, had issues with anxiety and those sorts of things. And, you couldn't really even use those terms as you were talking with them about it. Because as soon as you did, you could just tell that they were going to turn off whatever you were saying to them. They didn't want to embrace that was something that they might have, and they certainly weren't going to go into address it. And so we really had to dance around that, quite a bit. And, but little by little, and each of these things that we were just talking about are, kind of chipping away at this facade of, if I have a mental health concern, I should be comfortable to bring this to the attention of people who address this and can help me be better. And it's not a weakness thing. It's a facet of all of our lives. At some point, the percentage of us in the general population who will have a significant mental health need over the course of our lives is the majority. I mean, everybody does at some point. And so, I think we're really trying to go out of our way now to normalize that experience and to say that, if you are feeling this, hey, welcome to life. This is the way things are for you at this point in time. And, the way to try to help you paint a happy face on this, mix of things that you've got in your life that you find challenging, is to take advantage of the resources you have. So it's always been there. I think a lot of factors, particularly in the athlete world, the pressures of athletes just rise every single year, that, kids are sports specializing earlier in their lives. They have greater expectations for, what they're going to do in high school and how they're going to step up to the collegiate level and what they're going to do there. And then professional contracts and astronomical money and social media pressures that are just like, I can't even fathom, for some of our kids. And I've heard them say, hey, I had a bad game and, I turned on my phone and everybody in the world hates me because I missed the last shot, or, I missed an important free throw, or I struck out, or whatever. I mean, they live in this microcosm of pressure that I can't even fathom. And I know Michael Phelps, has done a great job to say, like, I was incredibly gifted at what I did. And the weight of the world was on me to win every gold medal. Like, I was never allowed to lose. That was beneath me in some way. And I never being a good enough athlete to feel any of those pressures. I don't walk in those shoes, but I certainly have talked to plenty of people who do. And COVID, I chuckled. I told my wife, I said, I get to talk to Jerry and we don't have to talk about COVID. This is awesome. but COVID has done it too. Student athletes Their identity is wrapped up in what they do. And COVID stopped them in many cases from training or competing or moving on in their careers. And you know, anxiety is all about fear and the unknown. That's what makes people anxious. And so, you know, when you're living in a pandemic and you can't do the things that you traditionally have hung your hat on that help you feel good about yourself and help you feel like you're moving your life forward. And then there's this incredible sense of like, I have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. Man, you want to talk about a recipe for anxiety. It's it right there. So all the things that we're seeing actually are, I think, very predictable things. And so again, the value to what we're seeing now on the therapy side of things and the normalizing side of things is just a crucial part of saying, this is the life we have right now. And, you know, these are the cards that we have been dealt or that we have chosen to deal to ourselves. What can we do to play those cards as best we can and not fall prey to the stresses associated with them? That's really where we're at.
Blue Ridge Bank is the proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show and JerryRatcliffe.com. Founded in 1893, Blue Ridge Bank has more than a century of customer-based service, but is forward-thinking and features digital banking free and available 24/7. CEO Brian Plum and his team are strong supporters of UVA Athletics. And check this out. Blue Ridge Bank is home of the $100,000 jackpot drawing to one lucky customer every year. How can you beat that? Banking smarter, simplified. Blue Ridge Bank's mission is strong customer service. Make Blue Ridge Bank your bank today. Visit mybrb.com for more information.
And you touched on it a bit, but I guess I would imagine the pursuit of perfection and from an athlete standpoint is part of that, because you mentioned the denial. You know, they have perfect bodies, they have perfect goals and mental toughness and all this stuff. But I guess, you know, if they do have an issue with mental health, that just doesn't fit into their world.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, that athlete persona, whether that's right, as you said, whether that's physique, you know, and how well they're put together, and certainly, you know, for anything that's got, you know, a timer or a score, you have plenty of objective data every single day in your face about whether you are good enough or not. And, you know, particularly at the university level, right? I mean, we have 700 plus student athletes who have become very much accustomed to being really good at what they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be, you know, with us. And obviously, that's true in every institution. And so you got a lot of high performing people who have tremendous personal expectations. And then a lot of it, you know, once they get to the university level, then it's a re-leveling process, right? Because you were, in many cases, you were a really big fish in a relatively small pond because of your athletic attributes and, you know, your God-given gifts and then how hard you worked. And then you show up to UVA or any other, you know, institution, similar circumstance, and all of a sudden you're amidst a whole bunch of people who are like that. And so, you know, figuring out where you settle out on a team, what your future looks like, you know, you may have gone from the biggest dog on your team, you know, in high school, and you may never step between the white lines as a collegiate athlete. And that's hard. That's hard for you know, understandably, that's a challenge any of us would really struggle with, because you've spent an awful lot of time feeling really good about yourself and who you are and what you bring to the table that's wrapped up in your, not just your athletic attributes, but it's really performance. And when you aren't able to perform because you don't fall, you know, in the right place on the depth chart, or if you get hurt and you get sidelined, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, I'm broken. You know, my whole life revolved around being really great at what I do. And now all of a sudden I no longer have that ability. And that, as you can imagine, is really, really challenging. So if we go out of our way to try to be ahead of that. We've got wonderful resources at UVA and all of our colleague institutions, you know, have the same from a standpoint of the full slate of mental health providers. We've got dedicated sports psychologists, you know, who are not there just to help with sport, but they're there to help with life. And they spend way more time, you know, helping kids navigate life challenges than they do, you know, can you hit the three free throws you need to win the national championship or get close to it? And we've been there too, right? And
yes, we have
seen the value there. But no, I think it's, you know, how can I get through my course load? How can I deal with the fact that, you know, I had a breakup of a longstanding relationship? How do I deal with the fact I have a lot of stress at home and I'm no longer home? I can't help with that. You know, so those things are happening, you know, in my life, and yet I don't have the ability to impact on them. And, you know, so there are any of a number of those levels. And I've always said from a demand standpoint that student athletes really have two full-time jobs. They have to bust their tails as students, and then they spend tons of hours obviously working on their sport. And so relative to the general student population, I mean, they legit have two full-time jobs. And most of them do beautifully with that, as long as you don't have a lot of other things that get in the way. But as soon as you have some of these other factors come into play, like an injury or significant family stressor, or the academic life is really a struggle for them, man, it is tough to keep all that stuff balanced. And that's when you hope then that they'll reach out and say, I need assistance in some way. I need to talk to somebody about what I have going on, because I can't really keep all of this balanced right now, and I don't feel good about where I'm at, and I need some help to find a path through. And there's plenty of help out there to make that happen. And thankfully, circling back around to what we started with, you know, the stigma of embracing that prior, where you would say, I'm not telling anybody I have an issue because I don't want to be told that I'm soft or I'm weak, or what have you. To the contrary, now they say, well, I know there are all these resources available. And you know what? I had three friends in high school who saw counselors for a variety of reasons. It's no big deal. I'm going to go reach out and utilize them myself for the good. And so, you know, the trend is in the right direction for sure. I think the challenge is the trend line of improvement in our ability to care for these people keeping pace with how many of them we're running into. And I think in light of recent circumstance, particularly with the COVID situation, it hasn't. We have not been able to keep up as well as we would like. We're hoping again with some of these new resources and the program that you mentioned with regard to the Alliance and so forth, that we'll be able to even the playing field a little bit better and make sure that, you know, all of our kids who need to reach out and need someone to assist them have those resources available to them so they can keep their lives moving in a positive direction and be safe and be well.
UVA Orthopedics and Sports Medicine boasts one of the finest teams of doctors in the country, and they're right here in Charlottesville to not only provide care for the University of Virginia athletic teams, but also the Charlottesville and Central Virginia communities. UVA Orthopedics has been a proud sponsor of the Jerry Ratcliffe Show for the past 2 years, with numerous team members featured in weekly segments where doctors share great insight into various sports injuries, what causes them, how to treat them, and recovery time. Their team of experts are there for you and offer the best care to solve your health problems and get you back on your feet. Let their team of specialists get you back in the game.
The mental health is very dear to Chris's heart. He has some experience with that with he and his wife, Crystal. You have a question or a comment, Chris?
Oh, yeah. My wife works as a suicide prevention trainer and has for a number of years. And as a result, I've picked up some things just by osmosis. John, I would ask, so we talk a lot about student athletes here today. I would imagine that there are similar needs among coaches, assistant coaches, the training staff, strength and conditioning, just all the support staff there. They're under intense pressure as well. And during season, they're working 7 days a week. I mean, the doctors, we talk with a doctor every week from UVA. And, you know, I know that you guys are working hard too. So The stresses are there for those folks as well. What might be in place to help with those folks and their mental health and well-being?
Well, so, I think a lot of the very same resources just via different paths. And so the university has an excellent employee assistance program that's free and confidential. And so they do a really good job at marketing themselves with the very same arguments that we just made to say, hey, everybody experiences this from time to time. Like, we are here to help you. This is a normal part of our human experience, and please reach out and let us, make an assessment of kind of where you're at and what your stressors are and what we can do to help you kind of offload some of those things and make appropriate referrals and transition people in, any of a number of directions, whether that be, a variety of talk therapies. Mindfulness is a great, we have great mindfulness resources at the university of folks who really help us learn techniques to decompress and basically to take life a moment at a time and not allow, this sense of sort of overwhelmedness. We get a little too far ahead of ourselves. And I think when you have a lot of things on the plate, it becomes hard to feel like you got the goods to be able to keep life in balance and to work your way through all those things. And that's, when people get to the point of having suicidal thoughts, it's usually because they've reached that point of sort of helplessness and hopelessness, and they just don't see a way out. And they start to think that harming themselves and or just ending their lives is sort of the escape from the mix of things that they have. And so our goal obviously is to help people realize that there's always, an alternative path. And a lot of times it's just strategizing and not negating that they have a lot of things to deal with, but simply giving them some additional tools in the toolbox to help compartmentalize. I mean, the psychologists do a great job at compartmentalizing and say, I realize you have 10 problems, right now. Let's put each one of them in their individual box and let's have the boxes just be like individual boxes laid out on the ground next to one another instead of 10 boxes piled one on top of one another. Because if it looks like that, that's when people say, I have no idea how to work my way through this. And that pile seems awfully big and I just can't handle it, rather than, each of the individual boxes that they handle one at a time and strategize to kind of work their way through. So we are blessed in the Charlottesville community with a ton of mental health providers, psychologists and licensed clinical social workers and psychiatrists. And, so if there's a need, there are plenty of people there. And so the biggest challenge is that really that first step, whether that's to talk with your primary care physician, or their physician extender, it's to share with a family member, or at the university, for instance, it would be to reach out to the employee assistance program and say, I'm not in a good place and I need somebody to give me some help. And the help is there. I think that's the message. The help is there. And so again, through the efforts of people like Michael Phelps, we're hoping that, little by little, the hesitation that people have previously had to say, I need help, is being knocked down, and that they're willing to embrace that, hey, if that guy needed help, and if that guy thought about killing himself, and he powered his way through and he's helping me understand that there's a better way, then, I'm going to follow that other path. There's a lot of work to do. And unfortunately, although we're seeing lots of individuals who are tapping into these resources, we know that there are a lot of individuals out there who are hurting and who are struggling, and they're not tapping into those resources. And so, whatever we can do, and this is a great platform, Jerry, appreciate, and Chris, your willingness to talk about this. This is what we got to do. Is help people realize that they are not alone and the help is there. And you just got to get by one path or another plugged in for the help that you need. And life can be better and it will be better You know, and it's not easy. It doesn't take your problems away, but it does give you a construct to help you find a path forward. And that's what we all need when we're hurting.
Looking for a great dining experience in Charlottesville? Look no further than the Aberdeen Barn. The barn has been family owned and operated since 1965, with Terry and Angela providing great atmosphere and mouth-watering food at Virginia's Big Time Steakhouse. Enjoy the fine dining or relax in the Sportsman's Bar, a fantastic place to wind down and socialize, surrounded by flat-screen televisions tuned to the latest sporting events. You never know who you might bump into at the Aberdeen Barn, where all the greatest Cavaliers have dined over the decades and keep coming back for the delicious menu and good times. Check it out online at aberdeenbarn.com or call 434-296-4630.
Chris, you got anything else?
I was just going to, the hard part to the, if you're physically injured, if you have a knee injury, an ankle injury, a shoulder, whatever, it's obvious and you go get that treated. But mental health issues aren't always so obvious, even to yourself. I know in my own case, anxiety as a result of COVID, John, you talked about this. It took my wife actually saying, Chris, I think that, you know, you're struggling here. And I think that's probably something that's important too. It's not just you yourself recognizing it, but it might be kind of look out for your brother, your sister out there and say, hey, you know, I think maybe you could benefit from this and breaking that stigma too, because sometimes we feel like, hey, don't interrupt with someone else's life. Don't try to tell them how to live their lives. But boy, we got to look out for each other in these times in this way. So that's probably a big part of this as well.
Yeah, that's so true, Chris. It's so true. I think, you know, all of us should feel comfortable, you know, for people that we know and love and care for, to, you know, to be able to at least open that door and say, you know, hey, how are things? How are things going? I've noticed things seem to be different. Or, hey, I can really understand that you might feel like you're struggling right now or you're challenged right now. And you know, is there anything I can do to help? And even a single question sometimes is incredibly powerful. To open that door. It helps people sort of embrace like, wow, I thought I totally had this wrapped up and no one would know. And yet it's very clear that, by my actions or by my behaviors, my emotions or people that know me well, that something isn't right. It's time for me to fess up and get this addressed. So yeah, I think we should never feel ill at ease about that. When we feel like there's a need, and you're right. I mean, just like someone who's limping or someone who's short of breath or somebody who, you know, looks like they're faint. I mean, those are easy objective things to look at and be able to say, there's clearly a problem here and I need to get you some help. And this is really no different. If you're paying attention and you're looking for the clues, then yeah, I think as our role in helping people get to a better place is sometimes just to ask a few caring questions and then, you know, help in any way that you have available to you to direct with regard to resources that may make a world of difference to that individual. Can't emphasize that enough. The numbers aren't going down, the numbers are going up. So I think we're, as we pay closer and closer attention, as we, embrace this more fully, whatever we can do to help with individuals that seem to have a need, that's could be one of the most important things you do for somebody in their life.
Thank you, John, for addressing this very important issue. It concerns all of us. And thank you for sharing your insight, your knowledge, and your advice. Hopefully this will reach out to some people who are hurting or have problems and that they'll make that step and go see someone and get some help. You'll be glad you did. I know that. You got to scoot to another meeting up there. So we'll let you go. But again, we appreciate you taking part of your day and sharing your wisdom.
Well, as I said, Jerry, it's always my pleasure, and thanks to you both for sharing your time and your interest in this really important topic. And I hope your listeners will find it super helpful.
I'm sure they will. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. You guys too. Take care. Stay well.
Thank you for listening to the Jerry Ratcliffe Show. Get the latest on the Hoos, basketball, football, and more online at jerryratcliffe.com or at AugustaFreePress.com.